My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips. I will chastise you with scourges. Father, thank you for the opportunity to stand here again to share your word tonight. I ask that you will speak to your people. Grant us grace and in-depth understanding of what you have in stock for us tonight. Let no man, woman, boy, or girl miss out in the release of your unction tonight, that the blessings thereof will be our portion. Keep every man, woman, boy, girl in this auditorium and the vicinity under your divine influence. Let a word from you do us good and help us to shape in our lives according to your will. Glorify yourself even this moment. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. The topic we are considering tonight is expectation of the citizen from government. Expectations of the citizen from government. I was telling the chairman of council, I didn't look where I would have given this topic to him because this is his area of specialization. But I will do a bit and allow him to make some contribution because he's a professor in this field. All right. Now, if you listen carefully while we did the reading of the scripture, you will understand that what we read has a bearing on the study we are having tonight. In Jewish tradition, they were not practicing the democratic system of government. They were practicing monarchical system of government. The system of government of kingship. We recall that it got to a time when the Israel as a nation rejected God and said, God, we want a king like other neighboring countries surrounding us to rule over us. And God said, I am your king. They said, no, your own too far. We want a closer one, the one we can see with our korokoro eye. And God allowed them to have their way. And then Saul became king. The whole story is a long one. I won't go into all of that. Now Solomon had just died and his son was to take over to become king. On the day he was to be coronated, what happened? The people came to him crying, say, Oga, it has not been easy with us. Your father has been a tyrant on us, even though they put it mildly. We want to appeal to you now that you are taking over. Help us. We are ready to serve you. But please let the burden be reduced. The tax is too heavy on us. The stress of governance is overbearing on us. Cost of things are skyrocketing. Cost of living is going beyond the reach of the common man. Please lessen our burden. When they finished their presentation on the day they were making him king, Rehoboam said, okay, let me consult, which is normal. First, he consulted the elders of the community. My father would tell me, he said, son, when an elder stands, what he sees, when a young person climbs up, he cannot see it. The elders told Rehoboam, it's simple. What you need to answer the people is this. Just tell them, I will be your servant. Once you make yourself servant to the people will invariably become your servant. And things will be easy for you. It's okay, I hear. Let me still do a wilder consultation. And then he left the elders and went to his peer group. Those who belong to the Bege family, those who know how to shake the ground and something will happen. He called them together and said, boys, when I know, say we belong to the same category. Now that I'm taking over, what's your counsel? How do you think I should administer? And they told him, oh boy, the days of your father where I have become olden days. This is new regime, new government, new law. As you take over, please don't listen to those old gagoos. Come up with your own policy. You see, the world is looking for a superpower that will rule the entire world, and you can be one. If you can amass more wealth, if you can show the prowess of your military ability to take charge of the entire world, it is possible with you. You have the potential, you have the strength, you have the vigor. And they gave him counsel. say that true, if I show enough of power, I can become the controller of the entire world. He said, well, now look, my father gave you small body and you were complaining. This time around, I will show you Pepe. This man from Kogi, Dino Melaye, say Pepe demo, Pepe demo. Dino Melaye, Pepe demo. So he was ready, Rehoboam was ready to Pepe the people. And what happened? That was how the kingdom of Israel got turned apart. The truth is, the people came to him with their expectation of what they want to see in their government. Unfortunately, what they got was not what they bargained for. They were now praising Solomon, that Solomon was even far, far better. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the world we are into. And the story of Rehoboam can be likened to what is going on in our country today. Many people or many persons voted for APC. Is it 2015 or 2014? With the hope that there is a change that is coming to Nigeria. They remembered in the days of Idi Amon, those of us who are already elders that time, some of you guys were still children that time, were already elders. We knew war against indiscipline came and shaping the modus operandi of the average Nigerian. Everybody were now maintaining queues. And so when they heard that this Buhari is coming now, and he was with Idi Amon, say things are going to be better. People were looking forward to it. Once he become president, everything will fall in place. Unfortunately, he came on board, and that was when snake started to swallow money. That was when we started using billions to clear grass in IDP camp. Corruption in high places. The body of financial stress that has come upon this nation is something else. Today, as we speak, they have passed the PIB law. And we've been told in no distant time, a liter of petrol is going to be selling for 300 naira. And above, we can rightly liken what we are going through with what happened in the days of Rehoboam. We were looking forward to when the APC change go really bring change to our nation, but the opposite is what we are getting. I don't know how many persons are still going out with the same amount they used to use in purchasing things before and are still able to buy it. Some years ago, a bag of basket of tomatoes is how much? During Goodluck Jonathan's regime, how much were they selling a bag of basket of tomato? Today, how much is a basket of tomato? A bag of rice some years back was how much? Today, how much is it sold? So I'm of the opinion, and I feel strongly, that one of the problems that is buffeting our nation today has to do with wrong advice. We met with the governor of Delta State. About five of us were delegated by CAN to have a private meeting with him. And he was telling us, say we don't have a president in Nigeria that he can tell us that in strict confidence. Because when they go to meetings and they sit down, say the guy will be looking everywhere. Nothing is coming unless a script is written for him. Say, read this one. So it is the advisors and those who suggest things to him that are even in charge of whatever we are going through. I just pray that one day, God will bring about our deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, as we look at the expectations of citizens from government, one of the tools that ought to guide, that will enable us to know what we are expecting or what we are supposed to expect from our government. Who can tell me that tool? Who can tell me? Somebody is talking, it's not talking well. You are afraid. The Constitution, God bless your mouth. constitution is the basis. Because, well, come to think of it, as we will see shortly, everything that government ought to do and the citizenry ought to do are all enshrined in our constitution. But this constitution, again, will be set aside for them to do whatever they want to do without implementing it. That's the sad aspect of it. By the way, how many of us have seen the Constitution of Nigeria before? Let me see your hand. If you have seen the Constitution of Federal Republic of Nigeria. Very few of us. Some of us don't even know whether it's black or white. That's not good enough. They used to sell the 1999 Constitution, even though it was a constitution that was crafted by the military. But that's what we keep working on. They've come out again that they are going to bring out a reviewed constitution. We are waiting to see the outcome of that one. But for now, we are still working with the 1999 Constitution. Now, let's look at some of the expectations that we ought to have as a citizen of the nation. The purpose of government is to promote the good of the society, punish offenders, and reward those who are law-abiding. Legislators are expected to make laws that will make citizens live their lives peacefully. The executive arm of government is expected to execute the laws to bring order to the society. The judicial arm of government is expected to interpret the law for the benefit of all citizens. Now here we mention three arms of government. Can we tell me, what are they? Number one, legislator. Number two, the executive. And number three, the judiciary. These are the three arms of government. And every one of them, their duties, their responsibilities are well spelled out and enshrined in the Constitution. But in most cases, the executive arm of government seems to gag and swallow up whatever the other two arms are doing. With the aid of Ghana Must Go, things can change overnight. And it's unfortunate. Now, divine mandate to lead. This is the first premise I want to build on tonight. God allowed things to happen, and we have come to a conclusion that no government comes into place without God's approval. Whether good government or bad government, if God doesn't want it, it won't happen. Rehoboam was a case in view. God allowed him, that's why he came. Abasha ruled, God allowed him, that was why he came. Name it. Those who have been in leadership position, whether in the secular or sacred, if God doesn't allow it, it won't be. Somebody help me take care of the children, please. And so, government is ordained by God and provide and ought to. Let me use that word. Ought to provide law and order. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 5. We don't have time to read all of that. But you can read it. Read that passage at your spare time. As citizens, we owe allegiance and must perform certain obligations to the government. Government also has duties to perform for the benefit of the citizenry. Leaders, particularly those in government, are therefore under obligation to act for the benefit of the citizens. The relationship is mutual and ought to be reciprocal. While the government is doing their own part, it is expected that the citizenry ought to do their part as well. However, in most cases, the government deliberately are not playing their roles at the hotel. And that is why we are going through whatever we are going through today as a nation. We have to discuss this thing because it's affecting us. By the time fuel becomes 300 naira per liter, the amount of fuel that my music director used to buy when she is going to Agbo before, we not take her to Agbo again. I was surprised when I was told that public transport from Abraka to Sapele is now 1,500 for one person. 1,005. So if you go to Sapele and return, you spend 3,000. The responsibility of government to the citizen. Let's rush through. What are those things that government is expected to do for the citizen? It is the primary duty of government to know that rights are guaranteed for the benefit of the citizen. And they are called the fundamental human rights. It is the responsibility of government to guarantee the right of citizens as well as to determine the limitation of this right. Such limitations are aimed at ensuring that the citizen enjoy this right equally and that no citizen encroaches on the right of others. My first time of going to UK in 2011, when I arrived UK, I was not very sure that there were Muslims in UK. The reason being that even the night I was to fly from Lagos, I remember by 4:30 to 5 a.m. you will hear the on speaker of the Muslim blaring, Allahu Akbar. They will use that one to wake you up every day. One of my friends was saying, okay, since they start by 4 a.m., he will start his prayer by 3 a.m. Back in the UK, this our church, for instance, before we will be approved to operate as a church, government will come and inspect this building and ensure that the building is padded such that the noise of whatever we are doing here will not disturb somebody out there. And so all those on speakers they put outside there to make noise and disturb the whole community, even those who are doing all night, that will make noise and allow people not to sleep. You can't try it here. Police will just come and pick you up. Your privilege, your opportunity, the privilege you have to do what you want to do for yourself should not be an obstacle to someone else. That's one of the inalienable rights of a citizen. But today, what do we see? Dr. Peggy will carry, I better pass my neighbor, put it at the back of the house, they can face the other person. It's making, if you know this level, now you know. The name is, I better pass my neighbor. We do many things to inconvenience others. These are things we ought to be protected from. We're told that in this constitution we're talking about, Sharia is mentioned whether about 59 times. But the Bible was Sharia or Quran about 59 times. But the Bible or Christianity or church is not mentioned anywhere in the Quran. Whereas, today, the deputy senate president of Nigeria is a Christian from here, from Delta here. What are they doing now to ensure that Christian influence is there as well? The attorney general will appoint the judges in Sharia court, but we don't have judges in Christian court. It's an aberration. So the rights of what is going on in Nigeria has been divided. There are some sacred cows, and there are some other people that are qualified to suffer. One of our members was telling me, said the daughter is working in, did her NYSC in Aso Rock Villa Clinic. And that in Aso Rock Villa Clinic, they were bringing Boko Haram, who sustained injury, for treatment in Aso Rock Villa. And yet, they are fighting Boko Haram. We are fighting insurgency. Which insurgency are we fighting? When we do the analysis sometimes, you feel the pain in your bone. Name all of those who are in strategic position of leadership today in Nigeria. All of them are Muslim. Just take it from, for instance, the president of the country, Muslim. The Senate President, Muslim. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Muslim. It has never happened before. But that's what we have come to see. At a time, the so-called Vice President was gagged into one corner. He was pushed and pressed in one corner until people started making noise. I don't know how far it is true. I was told, I heard it, that the chapel in Aso Rock Villa has been closed. Whether it has been opened again, I don't know. But after the exit of Goodluck Jonathan, it was shut down in the same country. And we say we are a country of diverse religious group, and people are free to practice their religion, as we will see shortly. Let's run through. What are the rights that we have as citizens which are our expectations or things we expect from the government. Let's run through them. The right to life. Every citizen has right to live, and no citizen should be deprived of his or her life, whether by an individual group of persons or government. Today, people are being deprived of their right by the Fulani oligarchy that is controlling and directing the affairs of our nation. They proudly come out to say, this country from Sokoto down to Bayelsa belong to us, and we take it by force. Nobody is arresting them. Mieti Allah commander will come and say all kinds of nonsense. Oh, nobody touches him. But when Kanu makes noise, he's already under lock and key as we speak. Sunday Igboho make noise, he has been arrested in Benin Republic. But there are some who will talk and nobody challenges them. They've just kidnapped some students and their lecturers in one college of Agri. I saw online this morning that the people who kidnapped them are demanding for $350 million. Someone has said somewhere the most lucrative business in Nigeria today is what? Kidnapping. You don't need to stress yourself. Just catch the people and then the money will come. God will deliver us. Right to personal liberty. Our liberty has been limited. We still have that right today. Every citizen is entitled to his or her personal liberty. He should not be deprived of his liberty. But today, I was reading in today's Vanguard, in Obiaro Koye, the women were crying, saying they can no longer go to their farm because some persons from somewhere came and took over the entire farm. And if they go there, they will kill them. Say they cannot even go to harvest their cassava again. They can't do anything. And we have a government, and the government has become helpless. And one of the reasons for all of these things that has now become a problem was our traditional rulers. They started the process. When these Boko Haram people were coming in, gave them money, gave them cow. Say, okay, when I feed, you can graze your cattle from here to that side. I'm in charge of the land. And a good number of them sold their land to them. If you are going to Eku from Abraka now, just before you will get to Eku Market, by the left-hand side there, you will see a vast land with a lot of people. They are not our people. They are from there. They've taken possession of that place. I've been told that they bought a large expanse of land in Eku where they want to build their mosque. Very soon. Right to fair hearing. Every citizen is entitled to fair hearing within a reasonable time by a court or other tribunal established by the constitution. That's another right. And under that right, we are told, if you go to the position, the road there, the right there, bail is free. But let somebody be arrested, whether bail will be free. You will cough out something before you come out. Fair hearing. Mm-mm. It is the highest bidder. When you have money, you come out. They say the son of one of our former president used vehicle to kill 4 people, and he was arrested and charged to court, and the court sentenced him and he was put in prison. 2 days after, he was seen in the street walking. Somebody was supposed to be in prison. Money is talking. Right to dignity of human persons. Every citizen has right to and respect for the dignity of his or her person. Do we really have that dignity of human person? Human being murdered in cold blood and nothing is happening. They were rating countries where atrocities are most in the world today, and Nigeria is number 3. After Afghanistan, we are number 3. Right to human privacy, to right to private and family life. A citizen has right to marry and rear children. That's one of the rights we have. But what do we see? Children that have been kidnapped by these wicked people called Boko Haram. Two of them were recently brought out, Chibok girls, after 7 years of captivity. And two of them, the two young girls, came back with two children. And the husband who forced them to marry them and convert them by force to become Muslim came out and said he's a repentant Boko Haram. And the society embraced them. As we speak now, those so-called repentant Boko Haram who came out with girls they forcefully married from their school, they are being given money by state government. Say they want to establish them. Yes. That they want to establish them. They are repentant Boko Haram now. Those girls they forcefully married and converted to Islam. We are wearing hijab. And from what I'm hearing, that their parents have no rights over them. In the same city, in the same country. Freedom of thoughts, conscience, and religion. Every citizen has right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion. Is it true? When people are being forced to profess faith that they didn't bargain or accepted on their own. Right to freedom of expression and the press. That again is a problem. You make noise too much today. They say somebody abused Buhari on social media and he was arrested recently. In some other climes, when your president is not doing well, you have the right to challenge him. You don't try it here. You have the right to say, I disagree with you. You don't do it here. If your noise is too much, you'll be arrested and nobody will do anything about it. Right to peaceful assembly and association, no? Is that working in Nigeria? When you are assembling and your assembling is to say you are opposing the government of the day, you'll be in trouble. This, what is that man's name? Shobo. What is that his name? That's Yoruba man. Deborah, remind me now. That's your brother who is outspoken, who has been arrested time and over again. Shobo, yes. The owner of Sahara Reporter. Freedom, right to freedom of movement. Every citizen is entitled to move freely throughout Nigeria and to reside in any part of the country. That's true. And this is what the Fulani herdsmen are hiding under, to say the constitution say we have freedom of to move anywhere in Nigeria, therefore we can bring our cow and destroy whatever we want to destroy because we are the owner of Nigeria. But I don't think that's what it is. Because earlier on, you remember that we said your freedom must not encroach on the freedom of somebody else. But that is not what is obtainable in our nation. Right to freedom from discrimination. Every citizen is free from any form of discrimination, which could be as a result of origin, sex, religion, or on the basis of political option. Freedom from discrimination. Is that working in Nigeria, in our nation today? The quota system has helped to make things worse for us because, nobody should be discriminated upon. That is why when someone has scored 250 in JAMB, in Delta, he will not be admitted for mercy. But somebody who scored 80 in Zamfara, they will give him mercy. Discrimination. Just name all the big guns. I told us the story here. In NNPC, in Warri, while I was pastoring in Warri, we counted from number 1 to number 7 in NNPC, all northerners. Nobody from here. In Warri, I'm not talking about Abuja. From number 1 to number 7, all Alhaji, 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 Alhaji. Right to acquire and own immovable property anywhere in Nigeria. Right against compulsory acquisition of property without adequate compensation. These are some of the rights that the citizens should have. Now, in addition to these rights, what is the responsibility of government to the citizenry? Which is the focus of our presentation tonight. It is one of the primary assignments of the government to provide adequate security for our citizens against both internal and external aggression. The police have the duty to providing it adequate internal security with all other law enforcement agencies, while the army has the duty of offering protection against external aggression for the people to live in peace. Without peace, there can be no economic or social progress. Security. Do you know that some persons have been arrested in Delta State and they were found to be elders who came and were committing atrocity? And while they were in cell in Delta State, a call came from Abuja that they should be released. And the police authority had no option but to release them. And tomorrow we say insurgency, bandits, this, that. Because they are from one axis of our nation, they were released. Even the police confessed that they are acting on order from above. Government must educate our citizens for the growth of the country. Hence, the clamor for free and compulsory education at primary level by all right-thinking people in Nigeria. The government has the responsibility of providing for the good of the citizen social amenities such as good road, good water supply system, regular power supply, good transportation system, good health care delivery, employment for youths, for the youth, and good social system for the aged. Many of these things that we outline here are the things that government should ordinarily provide for our citizenry. But where are they? We're told the road from Sapele to Agbo was awarded by NDDC. As we speak now, that road has been abandoned. And when we try to find out, in our meeting with governor, I asked him, I said, Oga, what is happening? This road was awarded. He said, yes. He said, it's a federal project. So I said, but Buhari is not coming to pass this road. It's your citizens that are passing it. And this intermittent, dilapidated aspect of it is where these wicked people are going to. You say, they've told us that because it is federal road, we have no right to walk on it. If we spend money on it, it will not be refunded to us. I tried to plead and plead with him that day. He said, it's not something, Pastor, it's not something we can do. You will not understand. That was the response he gave me. Vehicles are getting broken down time and over again because of the bad state of our roads. These are responsibility of government. I was in the UK. Prof has been there. There was a road we used to pass. They put one signboard on the road. Failed road. My brothers and sisters, this road that they say is failed road is just like this our university road here. You won't see any pothole. They say it's failed road because the number of years that was calculated for the road to last has expired. And the road has refused to spoil. Therefore, it is failed road. I say, come to Nigeria and see failed road. This is not failed road. Hey! Social amenities for the comfort of the citizenry is absent. Let those who have worked with government and they are retiring after meritorious years of service, 35 years, or they are above the age of 65, as the case may be, who ought to sit down and enjoy their lives now? They will go and queue up for pension and gratuity. I see some the other day, they carry mats. They'll go and sleep on the bare floor in Asaba, waiting for their gratuity. Whereas in some other climes, those who have reached the age of senior citizens, they are given one special card. When they get to where the bus is, use the card to touch the screen that accepts you in. We just print the ticket for them. They will take ticket and walk into the bus and sit down and go to wherever. They can move all through the UK from morning till evening, 365 days a year. They won't pay a dime. It has been paid for by government because they are senior citizens. The pension and gratuity they are entitled to, they can't finish it in their life. And then there are care homes that have been provided in order for these aged people not to be burdened to their children. Care homes are there. Government is supplying everything needed for the running of the care home. 100%. Just go and put them there. The food they will eat, doctors will come there and take care of them. They are all provided by government. UK doesn't produce oil. And yet, they have enough to take care of their citizenry. Secondary school, finish secondary school, you have attained the age of 18, you haven't got job. They will give you card. Every Friday, you go to job center and collect allowance to take care of yourself. So you don't continue to be a burden to your parents. These are things government ought to provide ordinarily. Some of our students, they have finished university now. No job. They return back to their parents. The ones that are lucky will be given Okada to ride. Whereas, government is supposed to provide for all of these things. I told us here the other day, the moment I got to UK, after my orientation in my university, they gave me a card and said, your GP is in number so and so. Every 2 weeks, you have to go and visit the GP. That is general practitioner, the doctor. I have to go and visit. The day I don't go, he will call me on phone. Friday, where I said, but leave me alone, I'm not sick. He said, you must come. I said, I'm not sick. You have to come. But yeah, let somebody be sick and be taken to the hospital. He said, light, no day. I carry my brother to Abraka Hospital, General Hospital the other day. Was having fever. We got to hospital, they say, doctor, no day. Doctor, day house. Okay, I say, madam, so what do we do? He say, see the phone number there. Call the doctor. I use my phone. She can't even use her phone to call the doctor. I say, I should use my phone to call. I call the doctor. Can I talk to her? He say, no. After I've used my phone to call the doctor, I should give the phone to her. She will now be the one to talk with the doctor. They were using candle and torch to attend to people in the hospital. Somebody sits in Abuja and is presiding over. We can go on and on and on. The things that are supposed to make life comfortable, the stress, some of the things we have to do all night for. Ordinarily, if government were to be up and doing and alive to their responsibility, we wouldn't do all night for them. That was why we went to Israel. Somebody was using his head to hit ground and pray. The tour guide came and said, we don't pray like this here. When you get back to Nigeria, you can continue. They don't pray like this here. Why would they pray like that? Because things are easy. What they want, they get it. No stress. I told us here, my professor, my supervisor, who supervised my project, was telling me in my school, he said, I have 4 children. Government takes care of their education. Whereas he's a professor in the university, government is still paying for the to take care of his children in the university. So why would that one not teach well? I'll stop here. But the bottom line is, it will not remain like this forever. And we trust God that some of you tomorrow will become the president and governor. And when that time comes, we pray that God will use you to change the system. That Nigeria will be what it ought to be. Where people can enjoy their lives, can be proud to say, I am a Nigerian. Somebody say it is possible. May God help us in Jesus' name. The remaining things you can read in the handouts that will be given, handout that will be given in the course of the presentation. I'm closing here now to give us room to make contributions and to ask questions if we have any, so we can close early enough. Presiding officer, moderator, over to you. There is room for contribution. There is room for questions. If the questions are too strong, I will give them to Professor Osakwe. This is his area of specialization, so he will answer us. Oh, yeah?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Make my effort in Jesus' name. Contribution, question.
I want to thank God for our chaplain. He has been so, he has exhausted his own thing, and I'm so happy. I don't know whether to make a recommendation to the Vice Chancellor. My department here is depleted, seriously understaffed. Whether to